Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. A Stevens Point man is accused of trying to pay a woman $100 to have sex with her 15-year-old niece. The problem for 67-year-old Leo Pilot is the aunt he was talking to was really an undercover Lincoln County Sheriff's deputy. Charges filed against Pilot include trafficking of a child, attempted sexual assault of a child, and child enticement. When Pilot showed up at the McDonald's restaurant in Merrill to pay to have sex with the underage girl, he was taken into custody. And a Northwoods Circuit Court judge has pulled his endorsement from one candidate and has given it to her opponent for state Supreme Court. Sauk County Judge Michael Skrenok is opposed by Milwaukee County Judge Rebecca Dallet. The Skrenok campaign Friday said Florence Forest County Circuit Court Judge Leon Stenz had rescinded his endorsement of Dallet and had shifted his endorsement to Skrenok. Last week, Dallet also lost the endorsement of fellow Milwaukee Judge Ellen Brosta. From Dallet's campaign website, she has the endorsement of more than 200 other judges in Wisconsin and elected officials and others. From Skrenok's campaign website, he has the endorsements of more than 120 judges, sheriffs, elected officials, and others. Two new faces will be on the Northland Pines School Board after the next election when current school board chairwoman Holly McCormick and John Cerama chose not to run. At the board meeting recently, both indicated it was well worth their time to be on the Northland Pines board. District Administrator Mike Ritchie said it was a sad day to lose two outstanding board members, each with 9 years of service to the district. Cerama said he was richer to having been on the board, saying he was proud of being able to keep the St. Germain and Land O'Lakes elementary schools viable and open. McCormick felt the administration and teachers were key to having a successful school. Former board member Phil Epping of Eagle River is on the ballot to fill an at-large position Cerama had, and Becky Nordine of Land O'Lakes has announced she's a write-in candidate to represent Land O'Lakes. And the long process of changing over 20,000 rural addresses in Marathon County now has a formal start date. Officials say they'll begin pounding posts for the new addresses on April 9th in eastern Marathon County. Andrew Lynch is the transportation planner for Marathon County, and he says they'll start in the northeastern portion.
With our first batch of about 1,500 addresses, and we're starting up in the northeast part of the county with the town of Harrison and the town of Plover, the first ones.
From there, they'll go to the southeast and then push west until everyone has a new address.
Up and down through the east side of the county, and then from Gunther, hop over to Knowlton, and we're down into the southwest part. So it'll be quite a process, and it'll take a while, but we expect to get it done.
Residents will receive a postcard a month before the new address goes in. Once the sign is posted, they can begin using the six-digit address. And police say a search of Keele High School and the grounds have turned up no evidence of a shooting or gunman. Keele police say officers and a special operations team from Manitowoc County searched the building after a school staffer reported hearing gunshots this morning near the main entrance of the high school. Classes were canceled. The canvassing of the building turned up no sign of a gun or a shooter. Keele police say they're continuing to investigate, but they don't believe there was any threat to the community. Forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, low 16. Saturday, sunny, high near 37. Sunday, sunny with a high near 44 degrees. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for 6 hours of the Blues. Blues Friday here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.